Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Everybody, this is Ted Bell, and I'm in studio with Phil Hendry. Right, Phil?
Yes, you are, Ted.
And stand by for a very special announcement that we're going to be making about the new Ted's.
Damn it! Ted's. We want to put on.
Well, you stepped on it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
All right, Ted Bell is in studio with us. Ted, how are you?
Phil, I couldn't be better. I'm feeling fantastic being here at the Phil Hendry Show because we got a very special announcement today. The Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is in, and it's on your website.
That's right. Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is available now by logging on to philhendryshow.com and getting those shirts.
Let me tell you what I'd like to do here, Phil. Give out the phone number, 1-800-449-8686. That's 1-800-449-8686. And just get some feeling from a lot of the guys out there. Just how excited are you to get the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt? I know we've got a lot of people are going to be checking in a little bit later on here in the program to talk to us about some of the things that, well, here's the song again. Some of the things that they like about the Ted's Beverly Hills Bowling Shirt. Ah, shoot.
Beverly Hills.
You got to wait.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Give us a call right now, 1-800-449-8686. Let's talk about the new Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. You can get it at philhendryshow.com. Just log on to the website and write, God damn it.
Put our meat in your mouth.
Ted, it's called hitting the post, man. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. In any event, what we want to do is get some people checking in. How do you like the new Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt? Have you gotten it? Would you buy one? I'll tell you right now, it's available on the...
What are we doing with this music?
I want to hit the post.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hi, everybody. This is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Let me tell you about the new Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse bowling shirt. It's available on the Phil Hendry website. It is there for you right now.
Here
God!
At
God!
Ted's,
God!
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
All right, Ted. Well, listen. Whether you can hit the post or not, you make a hell of a steak.
Thank you, Phil.
And you've got those great Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirts, too. Now, they're available on our website. And, Ted, tell us a little bit. How'd you get the inspiration for this?
Well, I wanted to do something, Phil, that would speak in a very unique way to the people who've enjoyed Ted's of Beverly Hills, the people who enjoy the Phil Hendry Show. I want people to put something on that they can walk down the street with pride and say, hey, 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 hoo, hoo,
okay.
See what I'm saying? And the bowling shirt, I think, makes a statement. It's a statement that says this is a unique product. This isn't a T-shirt. It's not a coffee mug. It's not a baseball hat. It's a bowling shirt. It's something else. Hey, Chuck, would you wear a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt? Chuck?
Yes.
Okay. See, that's just one guy there.
Well, aren't you going to talk to them?
No, that's fine. That's just one guy there that...
Well, wait a second. The guy was on the phone.
That's fine. That's just one guy there that would wear a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt.
Oh, not with the song again, man.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
That's me.
Steakhouse, come on down.
The Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is in a royal blue and black. It has the insignia right over the left breast pocket. It also has the insignia right on the back. The Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is a shirt that you're going to... Why can't I do that?
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
You're not a professional announcer, man. Don't worry about it, okay? Now, if you log on to our website right now, the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is available. It's available at philhendryshow.com. And I can tell you something right now. It is just a phenomenal, phenomenal thing, all right? Now, we've got Margaret Gray calling in right now, Ted, to... Well, that's the NBC News theme, so I guess Margaret's not ready to go with us. But we do have Margaret Gray calling in just a moment, Ted. She wanted to sing kind of a special song for you.
Well, I think that is absolutely, absolutely very thoughtful of her, and I'm certainly, excited about that. I can tell you, Phil, right now that the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is the most unique item out there. I don't care whose radio show. I don't care what anybody is doing out there. It is an exciting and unique opportunity to put something on that doesn't look like somebody else's jackass T-shirt radio show. Put on that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. You've got yourself something that is exciting, that is unique, and it's going to last for a long, long time.
Really? It's going to last for a long time?
Well, I don't know. It might fall off your back next week. But I can tell you, it's not that.
It's very good.
No, it's a very good shirt, Phil. That's absolutely right. And I think, is that Margaret?
Margaret, are you there?
I'm right here, Ted. And forgive the phone connection, but I am working from, our cabana was gutted by a fire that my son set for a chemistry class, though.
Oh, my God.
Is everybody okay?
No, they're fine. Ted, I wanted to congratulate you on the new Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, and I just want to sing this song that I think says it all. Maestro? When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. At the end.
Yeah, that's fine.
Wait, I'm not done with it.
That's fine.
I thought it was very nice, Phil. I'd like to hear the rest.
Go ahead.
Jesus.
When you...
Oh, I'm sorry, wait. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, I was a singer, Phil, with the Pied Pipers. So if it sounds too good, you'll...
Yeah, it's blowing me away.
All right, well, you understand. Hold on. At the end of...
Will you do it from the beginning, from wherever it was that you were?
This is the middle part.
Come on, Phil, give her a chance.
Well, what are you doing here, man, okay?
She's doing the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt tribute.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a dork. When you...
Wait a minute, I think you got the...
Yeah, you said dork.
Oh, I'm sorry, I meant luck. Hold on.
When you...
All right, listen, we can do that later, and it's very good, Margaret.
Thank you, Phil. Listen, Ted, congratulations. And remember, Ted, walk on. Walk on.
Thank you, Margaret.
Just keep walking, will you? Because...
Yeah.
Well, we lost the connection.
Well, Margaret, I want to thank you very much for that. The Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is available now on the Phil Henry website. From Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Hey, Margaret, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you sing this?
Steakhouse, come on down. Hi, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray, and whenever I want one of Ted's succulent pieces of meat in my mouth, where would I go but Ted's? Ted's in Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's.
She hit the post.
Yes, she did.
Put our meat in your mouth.
Come on!
I thought it was wonderful, Margaret. Thank you. You're very, very kind. I'm Ted Bell.
And I'm Phil Henry.
And we're rolling out the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. Give us a call, 1-800-449-8686. Tell us that you'd love to have the shirt, and then we'll immediately hang up on you.
That's right, 1-800-449-8686. The new Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is out. And coming up, we've got special appearances from Harvey Wireman, R.C. Collins, and I believe Bud Dickman will read a poem, Ted.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Dedicated to the Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt, or the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt.
Yeah, come on, Phil. This isn't some cheap radio station t-shirt. This is a bowling shirt. This baby is gorgeous, and it's available now on the Phil Henry website.
All right, so you guys make sure that you log on to the website and check that out.
When you walk.
Never mind.
Hey, let me take a phone call, okay, Phil?
Go ahead.
Okay, let's go to Merrily. Merrily, how are you? You want that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt?
Yes, I do. Really
right,
bad.
That's great.
That's it?
That's it. Hey, Merrily, Father's Day is coming up, so don't be a cheap creep. Get your husband or your father something good, okay? All right, Phil, take it away.
Yeah, great, man. 1-800-449-8686. Put it down. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
I'm going to try one more time. Hi, everybody. Ted's of Beverly Hills is open Monday through Sunday for great steak dinners. So go to the Phil Hendry website. Get that new Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt.
Yeah.
You know, Ted, you can hit the postman if you just don't try to cram so much in, okay?
Well, you know something, that's what my wife says. But, you know,
that's great, man. Okay, 1-800-449, you want to take some calls?
Right, I'm going to take calls from people here, find out what they think of the new Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt.
Now, a lot of people haven't seen it yet, but you can go to the website, you can log on to the Phil Hendry Souvenir Shop, and look at our first little item in our souvenir shop, which is the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, right?
It's right there. It's being modeled by Phil Hendry. It's just wonderful. All right, let's go to Mark. Hey, Mark, what do you think of that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt? Would you like one? Would you buy one?
Well, gee, Ted, I haven't really looked at it yet, but wouldn't people get the wrong idea with that slogan at the end of it there?
No, I don't think so, unless, it's, of course, you know, it's up to you.
Well, it's not up to me. I mean, you're the one to put the slogan on there. I think that's kind of ridiculous.
Saying is I want to put my meat in your mouth. What's wrong with that?
Well, I'd get...
Okay. Let's go to Raleigh. I guess he didn't get it, huh?
No, I think he did get it, and he was offended by it.
All right. Raleigh, what's up?
Not a lot. I think he wants it. He hasn't got it yet, but he wants it.
All right, Raleigh. How about that? Yeah, that's great. How about that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, Raleigh?
That baseball shirt looks real cool. I like it.
It's not a baseball shirt, you dork.
Oh, the
yeah, it's full. Get out of here.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Piss me off.
Steakhouse.
Don't get angry at them.
Come on down.
Hey, Eddie, what do you think of that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt? Eddie.
Oh, yeah, I want a Ted's of Beverly Hills shirt.
Did I hit the post?
Here at Ted's.
No.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
All right, listen, Ted, is a special guest here. Bud Dickman has joined us.
Hey, Bud, how are you doing?
I'm really good, Mr. Bell. I have a poem I want to read.
All right, this is Bud Dickman with a poem.
When I look in my closet for something neat, many days I face defeat. I want to look hip and sexy and cool, but with my threads, I look like an out-of-step fool. So today I logged on to the Phil Hendry Show to look for some duds that don't thoroughly blow. I bought a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, and now all day long I have the Hershey squirts. In many ways,
give me that thing. What's he trying to do? What's the kid? What's the tard trying to do?
What are you doing, Bud?
It was just kind of a funny thing. Bug off.
All day long I got the Hershey squirts. Doesn't even make sense. How do you get the squirts from wearing a bowling shirt?
Well, try putting it on and find out.
Did you already get one?
You bet.
All right, we get that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. And now a personal note for Mr. Ted Bell. Ted?
Bill, you know, so many people right now are dying in the Middle East. So in your prayers tonight, I want you to pray for the Israeli people, pray for the Palestinian people, certainly pray for Colin Powell, who has gone over to the Middle East to try to solve the very serious problems of the people there. And let's also pray for Mr. Powell to come home safely. And remember, the best way to fight the terrorists is to do what President Bush said, get back to your normal lives, be yourselves, be Americans, have some fun, go to work, and come home and play. Hey, I've got an idea. Why not go bowling? That's right. The Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is available now. Go bowling. A bowling shirt, yes. It happens to be for sale right now on the Phil Hendry Show website. So let me tell you something right now. If all that stuff is getting you down to the Middle East, Palestinians blowing themselves to kingdom come, all kinds of guts all over the wall and dead people all over the place, get yourself a bowling shirt for Ted's of Beverly Hills. A bowling shirt available now on the Phil Hendry Show website. Shoot!
Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
And now a very dear friend of ours. I know his father very, very well. His dad's a good guy, and I'd like to bring him on right now. He is known to me as Rory Carl Collins, better known as R.C. Collins. R.C., how are you doing?
Yeah, Mr. Bell. You know, I have here one of your shirts, and they're very sturdy. And I noticed that I have a problem with my digestive tract, and many times I'm forced to have to muffle farts. But if I shove one of your shirts back, you can barely hear that.
All right, what are you trying to do, kid?
Nothing. It's just that I think your shirt's blue. I wouldn't wipe sponge off.
Crank call. All right, so put up Ben's, Ted's of Beverly Hills show. Man, that kid really bugs me. I'm telling you that right now.
Lost my mind.
All right. Get him out of there. Lost my mud.
What's the kid trying to do?
Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on.
What are you doing?
Turn it off. Somehow, look at Craig. I know you're friends with RC. I know you hang out with him. But don't make a mockery of the whole thing, okay?
Here at Ted's.
I pay a lot of money to get on this program, all right?
Well, listen, we've got another special special treat for Margaret Gray. Let's get Margaret on the line right now. Margaret, thank you very much for joining us.
I heard the chaos, and I wanted to sing another song. This is something that I want to dedicate to Ted and the wonderful, wonderful business that he has brought to Beverly Hills. Oh, when you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go to Ted's of Beverly Hills, downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. At Ted's of Beverly Hills, downtown. I beg your pardon.
I'm sorry, Margaret.
I beg your pardon.
I'm sorry.
This is highly inappropriate.
What in the name of God was that, Phil?
We've got a kid cranking the show. I'm sorry, okay?
How dare you and everyone that works for you?
I'm sorry. I'm not doing it on purpose.
Look, there's only one thing I can think to do right now.
Oh, turn that off. Go ahead, Margaret. I'm sorry.
Of all the things, I'm just...
Just go ahead.
All right.
Brother.
Oh, when you're alone in life and...
Can we get that out of there?
Phil, if this continues, I can assure you will be the lead item in my column tomorrow.
Really? Margaret, we've got a kid. He is cranking the show. We're going to keep him off the line. I'd like to hear your song. I'm sorry, all right? Would you mind doing me a favor?
What?
Do you have to lead it off with, oh, because what that's doing is it's taking valuable time out of that.
I was a... Excuse me. I sang with the Pied Pipers... And Kay Kaiser.
Whoever, okay? I just,
I'll do what I do. I'm a professional. I don't take... Who the hell are you to give me direction when it comes to my music?
You're right. Go ahead.
Of all the rude bastards, Chief.
All right, I'm sorry.
You do what you need to do, darling.
Thank you, Ted. Whoa! When you're alone and life is making you lonely... You can always go. Phil, you know who my attorney is. And
Margaret, please.
No, you know who my lawyer is. Thank you.
Kid, you got to get that kid under control, Phil.
What am I going to do? RC, wherever you are, you've completely destroyed a half hour devoted to promoting the shirts for Mr. Bell's business.
RC... I know your father, and I know that he doesn't have a lot of contact with you, but because he doesn't have a lot of contact with you, he's asked me to personally go over to your house and beat the crap out of you. And I feel I can do that. I feel I know you just like a son. All right, go to the Phil Henry website. That's philhenryshow.com. Pick up the new Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt, all right? I can tell you, you will absolutely enjoy it. And let me just do this. Oh, when you're...
No, I don't want to hear that, Ted.
Sorry. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is available on our website. And now it's time for Ward Breminger, the world's angriest newsman who isn't allowed to show it on the air. Yes, Ward Breminger, who's angry and pissed off at every news story he reads, but can't show his emotions. And now with our news, Ward Breminger. Thank you. I will ask our engineer to please turn that down. Good evening. In a speech evoking images of embryo farms, custom-made children, and desperate women pressured into selling their eggs. Oh, man. Please, Jesus, get me through this. President Bush urged the Senate on Wednesday to outlaw all forms of human cloning. Saying human cloning had moved from science fiction into science, Bush pressed for a ban not only on cloning, aimed at producing a baby, but on techniques aimed at helping patients grow their own tissue transplants. In other news, a man arriving at San Francisco International Airport. Oh, God. God. Please, God. A man arriving at San Francisco International Airport from Shanghai was detained Wednesday morning when batteries and wires were spotted in his shoes. Well, I know that I'm not... Please allow me this. Please just let me have this one editorial comment. Please. I'm asking our producer, Ward Weminger, please. What's unusual about batteries and wires in a man's shoes? That's all I'm going to say. Thank you very much. Airport spokesman Ron Wilson says the wires and batteries showed up as the man... May I have some water, please? 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 Yes. Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. Forgive me for just one moment. May I have water here on my desk? Yes. I'm the newsman. Hey. Atta, baby. H2O. That's what we do here. Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, but I am supposed to have water, and I am allowed an editorial comment per broadcast, both of which were denied me. I don't care. Okay, now see, I can see the producer waving his arms. No, don't do that. No, stop it. Don't do that. I'm allowed an editorial comment. God dang it.
Just shut up and do the news.
Okay, fine. Airport spokesman Ron Wilson says the wires and batteries showed up as the man was going through gate 75 in the United Terminal to transfer to a flight to New York. There. Did I read it good? No, I want to know, did I read it good? Don't turn around. No. See, they always do this. Don't turn your back now and look like I'm blowing it. Every day I'm blowing it, aren't I? Every day I blow it. You turn your back. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize for the unprofessional demeanor of our broadcast. There are things which I do require in this newsroom which were not provided for me today. My agent, Arnie Goldstein, completed my contract today with the network, and there, under paragraph 6, subsection 4, I get water and I get an editorial comment. Now, I realize there's a non-disclosure that says I cannot reveal aspects of my contract. But you know what? There is such a thing as principle. And there is such a thing as standing on the high moral ground. I am allowed water, and I'm allowed one editorial comment. And I'm allowed to do both of those things and have both of those things without the floor director, the line director, the associate producer, and all of these jackasses up in the booth looking at me like I've lost my mind. You see, I haven't lost my mind, but they're liars. They're liars. The entire news division of this network is run by lying garbage. Yes. Thank you. That's my editorial comment for the show. How about that, Bob? You can't cut it out because the show's going out live, can you?
You're blowing it.
Oh, I'm blowing it. You're lying garbage, all of you. Russian president, whatever his name is, because there's no phonetic spelling here for me because our news writer was out getting Krispy Kreme, so I don't know how to pronounce his name. Russian president, let's just call him Poohhead, because I can't read it, Eddie. When you're out getting Krispy Kreme, can I read it? There's no phonetic spelling, is there? Russian president Poohhead said that George Bush is a swell guy. How about that? 13 Israeli soldiers were killed yesterday when they were lured into an ambush by a baby suicide bomber, according to former... I want to interrupt. If my children are watching this, turn it off. If my children, and you know who you are, Sally, Jimmy, Adrian, this is Daddy, you turn the TV set off, or you will have no Christmas this year. Santa Claus will not come to our house. Turn it off now. Oh, you better have turned it... Oh, man. Hold on for a minute. I'm sorry. Forgive me. What's the matter, Bob? I'm making a call to my house. Honey? Yeah. Are the kids watching the news? Tell them to turn it off. Tell them Daddy said to turn it off. I said to tell them Daddy said to turn it off. I don't care. I'm in the middle of a broadcast. You dirt. No Santa Claus will be coming to the Ward Breminger home this year because the three children of Mr. Breminger are dirty, lying little children who know they're supposed to turn the TV off, but their mommy just told me now, because I was on the phone with her, that you haven't done it. Yes, the report came today into our newsroom that Santa Claus won't come because he hates you. Hates you. Oh, what's that? Oh, I see. People think that that's insensitive to children. You know something? I'm a father. Don't you ever dare to butt in to how I deal with my... No, don't you... Wait a minute. Don't you cut my monitor off. You go to a commercial and someone in this newsroom dies. Don't you go to a commercial, someone in this newsroom dies. The one closest... It's Sally the makeup girl is sitting right here. She dies. Don't you go to a I'm going to say what I got. Don't anybody butt into the way that I raise my kids. I raise my kids the way I want to raise my kids. Okay? And let me repeat that last news item for the whole world. Santa Claus isn't coming to the Ward Breminger house this year because the little kids there listen to a news... God, I can't stand it anymore. Oh, well, this should have topped the news. An infected gorilla sparks a lethal Ebola outbreak in Gabon. Thank you for putting that into my news tonight. I've got Brokaw, I've got that fag on ABC, I've got all of those lesbians on Fox, and what do you give me? Infected gorilla in Gabon. And by the way, no phonetic spelling, Eddie. How's that Krispy Kreme? I hate all of you. Thank God my deal is done, or I'd walk. I'm Ward Breminger. You can all rot. Okay, thanks, Ward. We'll be back on The Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we are reminding you that today is the day that the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is on sale on the Phil Hendry website.
That's right, Ted.
You better believe it.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
And who could be without this great Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt? It's a beautiful blue, royal blue and black bowling shirt. Made out of high quality It'll last you a lifetime. It's got our insignia on the back. It's got our logo on the back. It's really good. How's that?
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Well, the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is available on our website. And, of course, that is philhenryshow.com. Margaret Gray has joined us again. And, Margaret, I am sorry about that kid earlier in the hour who was sort of screwing everything up.
You know something, Phil? I have children, and I totally understand, but you really have to control them.
Well, I am sorry. I would like to ask the young man, R.C. Collins, who is holding on the line. I understand you have digestive tract problems.
Well, Phil, that's not the only thing. He was using my bowling shirt to muffle the sound of his, his farts.
Well, that's what he says he was doing. But I am telling you that he's being a child, and we would ask you, R.C., not to do that. Now, Ms. Gray, I understand that you have another song that you'd like to sing.
I absolutely do, Phil. In honor of Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, I'd like to sing a song, Ted, that I think says it all for the great success that you've had.
Well, I appreciate it, Margaret. Go ahead.
And here is that song, and I think it's one we all know. And I want to build into it, Phil, because I have no musical accompaniment, so if you don't mind.
Okay, I know, but we are kind of under a time constraint.
All right. Do-do-do, ha-do-do-do, who can turn the world on with her smile? 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, who can take the...
Okay, hold on for just a second.
Yes.
All right. We are right now having a problem... All right, there's that kid.
I'm telling you, Phil, I won't stand for it.
All right, get the kid off the phone.
All right, Phil, are we selling the bowling shirt? What is this doing to sell the bowling shirt?
We're giving out the website. People are going to buy the bowling shirt.
All right, but the kid farting, what does that do?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep him from doing that. Ms. Gray wants to sing her song.
I am a very big fan of Ms. Gray's. I read her column every day. I'd like to hear the song.
Phil, I've got many better things to do.
All right, I'm trying to get the kid under control. Just we've got a time constraint.
Please don't tell me how to do my music. Music is my life.
All right, I'm sorry.
Music is my life. And for you to tell me how to do my music, you might as well tell me how to be a woman. You might as well tell me, Phil, how to apply lipstick and makeup, how to do my hair, how to move that certain way across the room so that Frank, for maybe the first time in years, notices me. This is all I have.
I understand, Margaret. Mr. Henry, please have some sensitivity.
All right.
Do you know how to have a period, Phil?
I know what you're saying. Do your song.
All right. Oh, God, where's my tuning fork?
What?
I can't find my tuning fork. Oh, here it is. All right.
Oh, man.
Beautiful, just beautiful.
All right, here we go. A do-do-do, a do-do.
Can we just maybe not do that and just go right into the song?
I'm doing a song.
I know the song you're doing, Margaret. Mr. Henry, you have to understand something. This is a very meaningful song to so many of us because it's about making it in the big city.
I don't know what song this is.
Just trust me. Go ahead, Margaret.
Do-do-do, do-do-do, who can turn the world on with her smile? Do you remember this one, Ted?
I love it.
Oh, can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all worthwhile. Whoa, it's you, girl.
Play the freaking jingle.
I don't understand.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse in your Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. It's available now on the Phil Henry website. Just check out philhenryshow.com. Take a look at this. Let me tell you. Oh, boy.
Ted's, we
want
to put our meat in your mouth.
Do-do-do, do-do-do, who can turn the world on with her smile? 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. Ted Bell, you've got a great shirt, and you should know it. Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the time, why don't you take it? You're going to sell those shirts after all.
Thank you very much, Margaret.
And you're going to sell those shirts after all. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Leap, kick, leap, kick.
Okay, I got the idea.
I'm sorry. I was just practicing.
Yeah, that's good. Do-do-do.
Well, you know, you're really cynical, Phil. Let me tell you something, folks. The Teds of Beverly Hills t-shirt is available now on the Phil Henry Show website. I'd like to thank Margaret Gray so much for that.
Well, you're very welcome, Ted. You know, years ago when I was in show business, I was telling some... Oh, my God.
That's that kid again, I told you. You... Turn it off, will you? See, the kid's getting on the line. I don't know how he's doing it.
Well, I can tell you, Phil, that Harvey Wireman, my attorney, will be contacting you.
Mr. Wireman's here, as a matter of fact. Harvey, come on in.
What the Christ is going on?
I don't know, sir. I'm trying to do what I can. I am trying to sell these shirts. I'm trying to give Ms. Gray her moment in the sun with her song. We got a kid cranking our show.
My understanding is that my client has been subjected to some sort of bowel activity, which I find completely wrong.
You know, Phil, your program has a reputation for adult humor.
I understand that. Go ahead, Margaret. I promise it won't happen again.
A 1, 2, 3, and a 1, 2, 3. Oh, when you're alone and you're... Goodbye.
I'll look at Margaret. Please don't go... Well,
look at what you did.
I didn't do anything, man. I didn't do anything. I was trying to get the phone calls going, trying to get the action going for you. And who said she could come back and sing Downtown again? Well, don't forget, folks, those Teds of Beverly Hills bowling shirts are available on our website. From here on out, just go to philhenryshow.com.
Let me tell you something, Phil. You ought to be proud to have this kind of quality merchandise available on your website. When I look at some of the garbage that some of these shows are pitching, why, just the other day I was on the Dr. Laura website. And
hold on. It's Laura's stuff is very nice.
Oh, yeah, those coffee mugs really hit a home run.
Just shut up, okay?
Why'd you hit me?
Just shut up. Go to the Phil Henry Show website. Pick up the Teds of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. Beautiful royal blue and black, strong quality workmanship, hand stitching on that thing too, right, Ted?
That's exactly right. The big Teds of Beverly Hills logo on the back. Boy, I'd like, you know, I just would love to close out the program with another number for Margaret Gray, just something that would really give us just a kind of a good feel, okay? And I don't know.
All right, Margaret, are you back on the line?
If I hear that farting...
Yeah, don't worry, go ahead.
Oh, I will always love you. You're both bastards.
See what happens? See?
All right, get that shirt.